The View conservative guest host Alyssa Farah Griffin wants to convince Americans Trump terrible for our country. By Paul Bois on May 17, 2022. Alyssa Farah Griffin, the conservative guest host on ABC's The View, said she has made it her mission to convince Americans former President Donald Trump is terrible for our country. Farah Griffin, who served as the Trump administration's director of strategic communications, said in an interview with Vanity Fair she wants to get a permanent gig at The View to warn Americans about her former boss. "The people I'm most hoping to reach and convince that Trump is terrible for our country are people who, like I once did, support him," she said. The article still noted Farah Griffin has strong associations with the GOP and that she would not rule out supporting a presidential candidate like Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. That said, she likened her past support for President Trump to drinking the Kool-Aid, a reference to the Jonestown massacre. "I do believe that media is the way I can have the most influence in the shortest period of time," she said of her proposed presence on The View. Alyssa Farah Griffin has been flexing her anti-Trump bona fides since the January 6 riot on Capitol Hill. This past January, she reportedly participated in a phone call with establishment Republicans and former White House staffers on how to stop the former president from running in 2024. The group was apparently only able to agree on two items: the difficulty of successfully plotting opposition to the former president, and the group's dilemma of making up for lost time, Breitbart News noted at the time. Farah Griffin resigned from the Trump administration in December of 2020 and admitted to being deeply proud of the incredible things we were able to accomplish to make our country stronger, safer, and more secure. "I am deeply proud of the incredible things we were able to accomplish to make our country stronger, safer, and more secure," she said. "The ISIS caliphate was destroyed, American hostages were returned, NATO is strong, we've brokered historic Mideast peace deals, and I was on the ground in Kabul for the announcement of a historic peace deal between the Afghan government and Taliban aimed at ending America's longest war," she added. "We delivered historic tax cuts, putting money back in the pockets of hard-working Americans. We rebuilt the judiciary with constitution-abiding jurists, and we worked to create the most inclusive economy in American history that gives every citizen a chance at the American dream."